Blog Talk Radio.
Opening theme for the Eternal Bum podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles, my sidekick, the straw that stirs the drink in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Ralph Williams, 347-205-9631. 30 minutes goes by quick. If you happen to miss it, catch the archive version because it's been picking up steam with all you great listeners. blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports podcast platforms. We're going to subscribe to podcasts powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, the threes. Ralph, how are you? Happy anniversary as well. How can people get a hold of you? And boy, there's a lot to talk about today.
Absolutely, Mark. Thank you. You can get a hold of me at ralphwilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and also on YouTube. I have 100 subscribers right on the dot. Thank you for that. And I'm hoping to get 200 by the end of the year, or even 150. I'll be satisfied with that. Way I'll be halfway to 200. All right. I want to talk about our sponsors today, Hillcrest Farm, Richmond, Ohio, Grain, Hay, Beef. Give Hillcrest Farm a call today at 740-346-5442, 740-632-2894, hillcrestfarmsohio@gmail.com. And check out their website, www.hillcrestfarmsohio.com. And at Facebook at Hillcrest Farm, they have very great package deals that you can call about. Check out their website. I tell you what, this is some great grain hay beef. They have a great ground beef special as well. Check that out as well. And also, I want to talk to you today about our other sponsor, Draft 412. $9 a month, everybody. $9 a month is not a lot of money to spend to get all the different draft details of the Major League Baseball draft, the NBA draft, the NHL draft, the NFL draft. And now, we're focusing on their Draft 412 is focusing on the baseball draft, different prospects and talents all across the great four platform or the four sports entities I just mentioned. So go to the website, Draft 412, and check it out. Joe Kuglis, Dave Finoli, and a bunch of guys are together on this. And I tell you what, some great insight, some great information. The $9 a month is worth it. Next, I want to talk about our other sponsor, and we're here in the DJ Fun Studios here in Pittsburgh. DJ Fun, who is a wedding party and special events DJ, 412-545-4317. Call him today. Great rates. Book fast because graduation parties, birthday parties, special events, corporate parties, all kind of weddings, anything you need, DJ Fun. And I'll tell you what, he will not take you to the cleaners. So call him today, 412-545-4317. And I want to talk about our new sponsor as well. Now, as of Thursday, we are now RW Media along with Amped Up Sports sponsoring all of our shows here, as well as Mancini Media. So we're moving along there, Mark, and it's great to be here this morning on this on the External Bum.
Yeah, and I'll let you open up the topic because there's a lot to talk about. So you got the floor, and then I'll take the floor.
Well, first of all, I want to say something that I've been saying for a while now. Jonathan Gannon, the new coach down at Arizona for the Cardinals, said that when he took that job, he's going to crack the whip. Well, he's cracking it all right because all the veteran players seem to either getting released or they're also they don't want to play down there. DeAndre Hopkins just got released. He had a $60 million cap hit. And I heard that by releasing them now, instead of $60 million, it's down to $22 million. but the Cardinals still had to take a big hit to get rid of him. You know, now there's rumors going around that should the Steelers sign him. Can you just imagine, Mark, DeAndre Hopkins along with Allen Robinson, what kind of receiving core the Steelers could have? I mean, we already have a crowded room. I mean, there's going to be a bunch of guys that are going to be on the outside looking in. And, I mean, you know, so, you know, so. But anyway, I just want to throw a bomb out to you there. I'm going to throw out a, let me see here, Sean Hill, former quarterback. I want to throw a bum out to you there, Mark. As we go along, we'll throw some bums out and take some bums from our comments section as well, Mark. So let me know if anyone has any bums they want to put out there.
Yeah, that's the thing. Let me ask you, when you look at it across the thing, and there's so much to talk about. Last night, the Pirates hit 7 home runs in Seattle. That's the third time in their history they've done that. That had to be simply amazing. They're a half a game behind Milwaukee. You know, they might be 2 games over 500, but they're sitting pretty, and they're holding their own in the National League Central. Any thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely they are. And, you know what, I got to give Mitch Keller pitched a stellar game again last night. And he's been pitching well for the whole season, and he's come out and proved himself really well. And also, we're going to be getting Vince Velasquez back, I think, in this next rotation. He is back in the rotation, ready to go. And that's going to be great for us because I'm not sold on Ortiz yet. Last start, though, Ortiz went about 5-6 innings. He's only been going about 4 innings, Mark. And, you know, he's been giving up a lot of runs. And so I'm not sold on him right now. But, you know, so, but Vince Velasquez is coming back, and just some kinks in the bullpen armor a little bit. But I think the Pirates are going to be sailing away here with some wins. And I've said it many times, they have to win these games as many as they can, because when it comes to division play, that's when everyone comes to play.
No, you're no doubt about that. You're right. And they haven't played Milwaukee yet, the team in front of them. They haven't played Chicago, the team that's behind them yet. So this is really important. You know, when you look at the Dodgers out here, they've played a lot of interdivision games. Now they're starting to play that interleague. And I like the Pirates' chances because they can control their own in late September and stuff, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. You know, here's the thing that's been scaring me, Mark, and you know I've said this many times, not only on this show, but, you know, on our wrestling and sports show on Thursdays. Starting next week, we're just going to focus on wrestling throughout the hour that we're on. Next week, Mark, next Thursday, I have something for you guys you're going to love. We're going to talk about the top 100 tag teams in wrestling. Okay? Top 100. All right? And I've already started getting everything together for that next week. So, I mean, we can actually stretch it out for 2 shows. We'll do 50, and then we'll do the other 50 the following show. But we're going to talk about the top 100. And we're also going to talk about the rise and fall of WCW. We're going to start that next week as well. And we'll be talking about Night of Champions. So tune in next Thursday, 8 o'clock start time, the last 8 o'clock start time, because we're done doing live at the TV station. So we will no longer be doing that live down there. So, but anyway, my thoughts to the Pirates are they have to win after the All-Star game. They've had major collapses for some strange reason after the All-Star game. For what reasons, I don't know why, but they've had major collapses. And they need not to be trading none of these guys. They need to keep these veterans intact and stop trading off for prospects and things like that. And jumping the gun, Mark, they did that too many times right around a trade deadline. We don't have to. We're starting to build this minor league system. If we can get a couple guys, maybe a veteran or two, to come in and, you know, fix up a couple little holes, you know, either in the pitching staff or whatever, that's a great thing. If we get rid of a couple small prospects, that's fine too. But when you start giving away all your best prospects and then your minor league system has been, you know, been depleted. But fortunately, I got to give Ben Cherington credit. He's managed to build it back up with some key trades and some things. What I was frustrated about, Mark, was when he traded Jacob Stallings. We ended up only getting Zach Thompson out of that deal. And what happened was Zach Thompson's moved on. So we ended up losing in that deal, and we've had to go out and sign other catchers. Now, Hedges does a pretty decent job, But his batting average is starting to kick up. He's starting to hit the ball. And then we have this Jason DeLay. I don't know what happened to that Tyler Heineman. They ended up getting rid of him. So, and they got two down in the minors that they haven't brought up yet that everyone up here is really going to town on. My fellow media colleagues up here, if you are going to town on, and that's that Indy Rodriguez and also Henry Davis. So, Mark, we'll see what happens in September. I'd like to see the Pirates contend a little bit. And as I've said many times, I would be satisfied with 500 this year because it's an improvement over what has been happening.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And when you look at that, they were penciled in to win 60-something games. Look what they've done now. They're going to shatter that. But, you know, the injuries killed them in the beginning a little bit with G-Man Choi out, O'Neill Cruz. But they've bounced back, man, and they're holding their own. If you look at the last three series, Ralph, they took the first game of every one of those series, Arizona and Texas at home. They failed to get the other two to win the series, but they started out in Seattle last night taking the first series. So I think that's very important.
Oh, yeah, absolutely it is. It's very, very important. They need to sweep some series, or they need to get it through, take some series 2-1 because they haven't won one in a while, and they need to start doing that. And I believe they can, and it's really time to get this team. This team is destined to do something, but they have to keep the consistency going. You know, you can't have Jack Sawinski not fielding a ball properly in the outfield last night. I saw a little bit of that. And, you know, too many boneheaded mistakes. You got Hayes, Key Brian Hayes striking out all the time. That stuff just can't go on. They have to start being more consistent because they're going to need those extra bats when they come up against some of the better teams.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Okay, so the next topic we can break down is, I know you're not a big fan of these guys. They haven't respected you, and that's sad because you're not Pittsburgh's forgotten son. You're Pittsburgh's godson. The Maulers will be playing today, the Philadelphia Stars. Any thought on this?
Yeah. They played the Stars earlier this year. They beat them. That was one of their two wins. I believe that they could probably beat them today, but their biggest problem is they can't move the football on offense. They had a horrible offensive performance last week, and it was just really awful. And they have to be consistent on offense and start moving the football a little bit better. They put that Troy Williams in there, and then last week he struggled a little bit. And Ray Horton took another thing out of the playbook, of the last coach, Wilson there. Took a page out of his playbook and decided that he was going to take Troy Williams out and put Joe Morgan in there. And Morgan hasn't played since the first game, and the first pass he throws is an interception. Just too many boneheaded mistakes on offense, interceptions, fumbling the football, that kind of stuff you can't do. And it's not that hard to coach that stuff, Mark. I just don't understand why they are consistent with – and I'm going to tell you this right now, Jeff Fisher – last year, coached Michigan. His teams were doing the same thing Ray Horton's team's doing this year. And, you know, if you want to win, Mark, you can't make mistakes like that, beat yourself. Penalties. Oh, it was just terrible last week. They had, I don't know if the refs were out to get us or something, but it just seemed like they just kept on calling ridiculous penalties on us throughout the entire game. And I thought that maybe there was some issues with the refs. I know Ray Horton was really frustrated, so, you know.
Yeah. What's the talk back there with the Penguins? Any talk? We're going into the draft. They got the 14th pick in the draft. What are you seeing back there?
Well, I said this. I predicted this, and it's happening. And, you know, most of the time, most of the stuff I predict, like I told you about the Jonathan Gannon situation down there in Arizona, and I called that situation. And now I'm calling this one, and I called it. I said that Fenway Group has deep pockets and are going to pursue that Toronto Maple Leafs guy who just retired from there or resigned or stepped down from Toronto. They have talked him back out of retirement. They're going to be interviewing him soon. I believe he's going to be the new GM of the Pens, and they're looking at another guy, or a few more guys, and they now have a top three, and I think we should have something soon. That's all I know at this point.
Wow, that's amazing when you look at that. A lot to talk about the Night of Champions today in a couple hours. I know you'll be on top of that for the wrestling show next week, but we saw a preview last night on that thing, and, man, I'll tell you, it looks like there's chinks in the armor of the Bloodline.
Yeah, yeah, I called that, too. I said the Bloodline's going down, but the only thing I was wrong about was I thought they were going down at WrestleMania, and they didn't. But I think they're going to go down before SummerSlam. What do you think, Mark? I believe that's going to. I think that's when it's really going to happen.
Well, I think what might happen in this thing is I think you're going to start to see Jimmy Uso. I mean, I think what they've found out each and every week is I think the Owens and Zayn have put things in the Usos' heads here to realize what's right and what's wrong with Reigns in Sokoa here. So I think that's where it's going to go. And I don't think they'll take the belts, but I think they'll cause something, and this will be the thing, because you can't really pull the belts from these two guys right off the bat. They've been mainstays. They've built up. They're going to hold the belts at least, I would imagine, till SummerSlam, till another tag team comes in there and gives them a run. But I can't see Reigns and Sokoa taking the belts today in Saudi Arabia. I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
No, I don't see that happening either. I think Roman Reigns this time around has big egg on his face because, you know, he was too power hungry, too power controlling. And remember last Friday, and I really enjoyed this, when Sami Zayn said to Roman Reigns, "You can't beat us. I mean, you don't have it." And I think he's let the greed get to his head. And I think what has happened is his ego and the greed has gotten to him. You know, and, you know, so I think that now it's time for it to start falling a little bit. I think he'll probably still be the Universal Champion, but I don't think he's going to have a cast with him anymore. And sooner or later, Solo Sikoa is going to get angry, and he's just going to step away. That's what's going to happen. The whole thing's going to fall apart because of greed. I've heard some rumors, and I don't know if it's true, that Rikishi and Sika, the Samoan, who is Roman Reigns' father, was supposed to come in and fix the Bloodline. Now, I don't know when that's going to happen, but I've heard those rumors over the last several months.
Yeah, that's what I think is going to happen, too. But that's going to be interesting to see when you look at it. Anything stand out in the Night of Champions? It should be, well, we know one thing we can agree on. Gunther's going to keep the belt.
You know what I called that match, Mark? Smoke and Jim and I called that a joke because it is a joke. It's a joke of a match. It's a match that should never even have happened. I mean, come on. You mean to tell me the WWE can't find somebody better to go up against Gunther? How about Bobby Lashley or somebody? I mean, just somebody that's better off than Mustafa Ali. I mean, come on.
Well, here's the thing, and we got some comments. Kenneth from Arizona chiming in, Steve from Corvallis, Oregon, Dalen coming in from Chelmsford, a lot of great guys. We've over 220 minutes into this show, but I will tell you this. I think that was a political thing to get, you know, Mustafa Ali, since they're having it in Saudi Arabia, to have that there and push that, because we know that is a squash match. There's just no ifs, ands, and buts about that one. That will be a squash match. But they might drag it out where, you know, Gunther, you know, plays it. Does anybody think Gunther's going to lose to this guy, really?
Oh, I know. I don't know what the WWE was thinking here. I don't think he's going to lose his belt, you know, but I'm surprised he's held it as long as he has. I mean, he was good in NXT. When he was with NXT Europe, he was very good. He held their championship, and then he held the NXT belt as well. So Gunther is a good wrestler. He dropped that weight, got a little stronger, and he's become a force that no one's been able to reckon with. I'm interested to see, Mark, and I'm getting a little frustrated with the WWE. Smoke and Jim disagrees with me on this, but I think that the WWE has got to stop having the same old matches over and over and over again. You know, how about Judgment Day versus Gunther? Panthers and his gang in Imperium. How about we see something like that? How about we start seeing some more, a little more competitive stuff instead of the same old stuff over and over again? You got Judgment Day going after Edge. You got him still going after Rey Mysterio. You got him doing this. You got him doing that. And then, you know, Apollo Crews went up against Dominic. Dominic beat him again because they cheated. You know, the referees need to do their job. I think it's terrible the way some of this miscarriage of justice. Every week the Judgment Day wins. How about the Judgment Day losing a match or two once in a while? You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, you know, it's ridiculous. It's the same old stuff all the time, and people get disgusted. My mother loved wrestling. She used to watch it all the time. And then all of a sudden, about a year or two ago, she said to me, "I'm tired of this. I'm sick and tired of the same old matches, the same old." She stopped watching with us. So what I'm saying is it just, you know.
Yeah. Well, the problem is, Ralph, when you look at it, it's they build the storylines, and we all know that before the pay-per-view, it's just rigmarole talk. That's all it is. We've seen that. If you watched SmackDown yesterday, it was just build-ups. And, you know, Reigns didn't come out until the Usos hit the ring. And, you know, then he comes out, and then two guys get knocked on their rears in Owens and Zayn. And then all of a sudden we got these two other guys standing up, you know, above them and trying to get the belts from the Usos. So that's the problem. They've built these storylines, and they drag them out, and, you know, I like to see Sheamus take the belt from Theory, but that ain't going to happen. And I don't know why they don't give it to Sheamus. He's one belt he's never had is the Intercontinental belt. So why don't they try to work something to get that? I will tell you this: the match I'm looking for is Rollins and phenomenal
AJ Styles. Yeah, that's going to be a great match, Mark. Yeah,
I think Rollins will win it.
Yeah, that one and the Cody Rhodes and Brock Lesnar. We're going to see what Cody Rhodes does with one arm against Brock Lesnar. You know, you can't beat Brock Lesnar sometimes with two arms, let alone trying to beat him with one.
Pensacola, you know, Florida, saying, the Peacock thing, guys, how much is that and what is that? I believe it's like Peacock. $5 a month, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not that expensive. I tell you what you can do, Lance. Go through your cable subscriber, and you can add it to your bill. You don't have to pay them every month. They'll put it on your bill every month. That's what I do here. So, tell them you want Peacock, punch it up on your on-demand screen, and then go into it and see if your cable provider has it. If not, you can just stream it. It's only $5 a month, like you said, I think, or maybe $6. I'm not sure. And it's on you know, they bill you like every month. But if you have a cable subscriber, see if you can get them to put it on your cable bill so that way you don't have to worry about it every month except for it's on your bill already.
Yeah, good breakdown on that, man, in more ways than one. And that's the great thing. And thanks to you, Ralph, for breaking it down for Lance out there. Yeah, exactly. And you probably
Lance
can stream it on
steady,
your
listener.
Yeah, and you could probably stream it on your iPhone, too, I would imagine, Lance, too.
Absolutely.
Apple TV's another one. I think Apple TV's like $5 a month, and you can watch the Friday Night Baseball right on your phone, too. So I'm sure the Peacock is the same thing, if I'm guessing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can do that as well. I have Paramount Plus. You know, I watch some stuff on Paramount Plus. I have it built on my cable, but I also have it on my computer, and I pay just one bill, or on my tablet, and I just pay one fee, and I can put it on my tablet and on my cable, bill.
Well, we got one guy trying to chime in here, and I don't know who this is, but you know what? Let me take a caller today. Hold on.
Oh, there you go.
You're on the show with Eternal Bum. Who's calling from the 352 area code, and where is that?
That's Gainesville, Florida. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Good morning to you and the rest of the crew. I'm calling in. I'm a first-time caller. I'm 45, and I've been around radio all my life, so I really honor what you do.
Well, I appreciate that, man. We try to give the listeners a thing. I figured, you know what? Yours truly, Mark Mancini, our sidekick, Ralph Williams, there in Pittsburgh, and We always like to know that the listeners, and sometimes I'll bring them in. It's hard to take all these callers that come in all the time because
Amen.
Sometimes the problem is you can't get them off. But what's on your mind in the last 5 minutes, my friend down there in Gainesville?
No, I'm actually in Mesa, Arizona right now. I'm calling you from my computer. Yeah, technology is wonderful. What's on my mind is the world is ready. This is the year of Michael Jordan. It's 2023. It's time for us to stop looking at yesterday, and it's time to look towards the future, which is tomorrow. There's nothing that we can take back that's already been done, but we can change what we do. And as we move out into this world, we want to emit positivity, and we want to change the world by changing ourselves. That's what's on my mind.
Right. That's a nice one to say, man.
Appreciate
thank you very
it.
Much for that nice thing. And as we give you a little more plug here, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, my good friend. What do you do there in Mesa?
Well, I'm a radio industry brat. I've lived in 30 out of 50 states. I've been up and down the highway so many times. And it's sad that by going and meeting so many people and touching the people, I've created the Winning Team Global Connections Tour. My goal is to purchase 22 abandoned buildings. We want to gut them. People within a 50-mile radius, we want to put those guys back to work. Everybody can push this whole mission by working together. We want to be effective.
God's work.
Positives. Yes. Turn positives into negatives. I mean, negatives into positives. I'm sorry. I got a little twisted.
No, I love that, man. You got to call back in again. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
we're down
that's
to the last
problem in this
minutes.
Country nowadays. We got too much negativity, and it's great to see you doing some positive stuff.
God bless you, my friend. We're here all the time. Feel free. You get a lifeline in here.
Hey, man. I really appreciate you. And my telephone number is 602-478-1619, 602-478-1619. I'm about change. I'm about the people. And I can't do nothing without having people to assist God's mission by playing your part. So y'all have a good one, and I'm here.
I appreciate
right,
we're
you.
Here every Saturday, 9:30 in the morning, Eastern Time, 6:30 Pacific. Have a good one, my friend, and thanks for calling in. What a great listener and chiming in here, Ralph, as we wind this thing down.
We ought to start doing that a little more often. We ought to start putting a few people on once in a while.
Yeah, the guys that chime in and stuff, you know, this guy, you know, he said, hey, I want to get in here. I want to, you know, spread the word. So, but the problem with that, and as we wind this thing down, we used to do some big shows, man, in San Diego and stuff. And the problem with that, Ralph, is we brought some of these guys in and we couldn't get them off. And it sounded like a Mardi Gras setting.
Yeah.
So some of these guys, if they come in, they got to take and they don't suck and they want to, you know, bring it to the forefront. Yeah, we could do something like that. But majority of them, they just park themselves in here. And it's like, you know, the no parking is only 15 minutes, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, as we wind this thing down, and what a great caller, man, coming in there from Mesa, Arizona. That's a bright spot on a day. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, my friend, as we reconvene during the week.
You can get a hold of me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You can also get a hold of me on my YouTube channel where all my archive shows are on there, myself and Smoke and Jim Frazier. Smoke and Jim and I have taken down and canceled our Talkin' Wrestling show. We've decided that we're going to keep everything with the show we do on Thursday, and we're going to go back to strictly Talkin' Wrestling. But I have some ideas. Like I said, we're going to talk about the top 100 tag teams in the world of wrestling. We're going to talk about, you know, I always have a top 10 or something. We're also going to have a segment called Where Are They Now, where we're going to profile a wrestler. And things like that. So some of the stuff that we had on Talkin' Wrestling, we're going to bring it into the Wrestle Talk on Thursday nights as well. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you as we wrap this thing up with about 30 seconds.
Yeah, like I said, RalphWilliams737@gmail.com. Also, you can reach me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and also on my YouTube channel, once again, And don't forget to subscribe as well.
He's Ralph Williams in Pittsburgh. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. Catch this top of the hours, you know, on Thursday, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. It'll be the Wrestle Talk Across the Country podcast, Smoking Jim, Ralph, and myself. At the bottom of this hour,
wow, 278 people.
Yeah.
Wow.
It'll be Doc Talk Podcast. Dr. Greg Ross goes on, along with the Varicello brothers. And then at 9 a.m. Pacific, high noon, it'll be Talk Geek with Tyler Brook. Other than that, check out everything else on the Mancini Media. Let everybody know. Thanks for tuning in, and what a great caller coming in from Arizona. Have a blessed one, guys.